I think it's very damaging, their whole position. Companies have four sets of stakeholders. There's their shareholders, there's their clients and customers, there's the people who work for the company, and there's the communities in which they operate and do business. And the old school way of doing business is all about chasing the dollar and getting the numbers this quarter and giving returns to the shareholders. And I know that companies have legal obligations to their shareholders, but the truth is, you know, if you want to give a good return to your shareholders and build an amazing long-term business and brand, you do it by caring for your people, by caring for your clients and customers, and by actually making a difference to the world and the communities in which you exist and operate as a business. That's at the heart of branding. And for a company to come out and make a statement about people are going to have, you know, less disposable income because we're now funding people with disabilities and therefore that's going to affect their profits is just the most woeful thing a company can say. And it's, what's great about social media is that people have the power to express and to react to that comment, which is exactly what we've seen.
Now, we've seen a very instant reaction and very forcible reaction to this. Do you think that will translate, though, into long-term damage, or is this the kind of thing that will eventually blow over?
I think it will translate into long-term damage. It's a different world we live in. People's expectations of business are different. People expect business to behave in a benevolent way, in a way that's more caring, in a way that's more generous. And I think, you know, you go and speak to the average person on the street any day of the week and you ask them about big business. How do you feel about big business? You know, and basically the vibe is, you know, they're just in it for themselves. That's the message. Now, some businesses are starting to change that. And for mine to make a statement like this, it just speaks to who they are. And unfortunately, I don't think it's something that, I mean, it's something they can work their way out of, you know, but I think they've got to look deep into their heart and their soul and go, what are we all about as a business and a brand? What do we really bring to our customers and clients and people who work for us? You know, how do people who work for Maya, how are they feeling this morning? You know, it's like, are they walking tall and feeling proud? I mean, what's staff morale like today at Maya? I reckon it's pretty bad. Is that good for business? Heck no, you know. How are people feeling about it? Is that good for business? Heck no. So to make a statement like that is a typical short-sighted kind of thing around, you know, we're chasing a dollar, we're chasing a profit. But really, if you want to have a high-performing, amazing business, the way to do it is to build a brand and a company that people love, that people admire, that people want to be a part of. And that's the way to do it. And to make comments like this is alienating and it's not going to help their cause at all.
Now, in the apology for the comments, I noticed that Maya's chief executive and the company again reiterated that this an extra levy would be bad for the company's profits. Is that the right way to go about rectifying any of this damage if you're going to issue an apology?
No, I don't. It sounds like a conditional apology. Of course, if people have less disposable income, it's going to affect their shopping habits. Of course it will. Everyone knows that. But there's a kind of bigger good going on here. You know, people with a disability, I mean, you know, the whole concept of me having to pay a share of what I earn so people with a disability can be better catered for and looked after, no one in their right mind has an issue with that. That's what it means to be Australian. That's what it means to have a fair go. I mean, these are the sort of values that our society cherishes. And for a company to make a statement like that puts them completely at odds with what society is feeling and believing.
If you had some brief advice for Maya about how to go about fixing this, what would be the first thing you'd say they should do?
Look into their heart, look into their soul, know what it is, that what they're really about. Why do they exist as an organisation? Why should anybody care? What's their contribution to people here in Australia, you know, apart from just selling them stuff? What's their contribution? How do they make a difference in Australia to Australians? The people who work for them, clients, customers, communities and all that. That's where I would start and start interrogating it and getting clear around that. And it starts at the top. It's a leadership thing. Like the CEO of Maya, is he there just to make another buck? Or when he lies in bed at night thinking about his life and what he's achieved and his whole life purpose, is there a deeper purpose? Why is he coming to work every day? To do what? Just to sell shit or to make people feel special or to give people an experience that makes them feel better? What is it? You know, and you've got to get that truth. And when you've got that truth and that's driving everything you're doing, you will not make statements such as I've just made this morning.